Joining me right now on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, and there's none other than the jazz cat himself, Leroy Downs, for his very entertaining and very popular segment, Live with the Jazz Cat. If you'd like to get more information regarding the Jazz Cat and all the all the exclusive interviews held here exclusively, as I said before, on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, all you have to do is go to his website, and that website is www.thejazzcat.net. That is www.thejazzcat.net. Pretty easy to get to, and when you get there, you will be very, very happy because there's a lot of information and a lot of great interviews held exclusively here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio with a lot of jazz luminaries, and he has one with him today. So without further ado, let me bring on the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs, with his guest today.
How you doing?
Hey, Leroy, thank you for being on.
Absolutely.
All right, it's all yours.
Well, we continue to bring you the best in jazz music here in Carmel, and with me on the line right now, as Gary mentioned, Miss Nina Freelon. How you doing, Nina?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm very, very, very well. You know, I had the honor of introducing you at the Bovar Auditorium at USC many years ago. You had several Grammy nominations then, and now you have 10 wonderful albums, and 6 of them have been nominated for Grammy Awards. You obviously know how to put together a winning project.
Well, I'm doing what I love, and I'm just grateful for for the little sweet things that come along on the journey.
Absolutely. What are some of the key ingredients that you put into each recording that makes your project so special?
Well, I'm not sure I know the answer to that question. I do know that I try to. I gravitate to things that tell a story.
Right.
And I think everybody loves a good story. Billie Holiday has a very interesting story, and I'm really attracted to her sense of survival. She was born in 1915 in Philadelphia and came up on the other side of the railroad tracks, so to speak.
Which side is that?
Well,
the other side.
And she ascended to the highest heights in the industry for a time. You know, she is all of our grandmother. You know, when you talk about jazz singing, there was no such thing before her.
Yeah.
So, I just think that the story is real compelling, and I really try to go for a story.
Well, we heard a few samples from your latest project on Concord Records right before we came on, Blueprint of a Lady, and you add all kind of flavors to put a new dress on some of the old standard as you pay homage to the great lady of jazz.
Yeah, I mean, I think Billy stands out as an original voice, and I really think that for the modern jazz singer, she has a lot to teach.
Right.
About being yourself, about being honest, about looking at emotional range, looking at the story inside the story, what's happening between the notes. Those are the kinds of things that Billie really did very, very well and made you feel like she was singing directly to you, like she could get inside your head and heart. I think that's something we can all aspire to.
Absolutely, touching on everyone's emotions.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to Nina Freelon on the show called Live with the Jazz Cat. My name is Leroy Downs, and you're listening to it on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on The Gary Hamada Show. The American Songbook offers so many tunes to record and perform, and you seem to have lots of fun and a great time with them. Do you ever have the opportunity to write and record some of your own compositions?
I do. On this Blueprint of a Lady album, there is one tune that's a sort of imagined story between myself or an ingenue and Billy, and it's called Only You Will Know. And so I do take, you know, take a step out there and do a little writing here and there. And there is some of my original writing sprinkled through the 10 albums that I have out there.
Right.
On this Billy tribute, I really wanted to meet Billy at the well of the American Songbook and dip my ladle in and see if there was anything in there that I could pull out that was fresh for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these tunes are 70, 80, 90 years old. So it was a real challenge and a wonderful journey for me to look at the things that influenced me as a singer and try to bring some of that context to these time-honored, lovely, lovely songs.
And yeah, Billy would be about 90
yes,
wouldn't she?
Yes, yeah.
Wow, what an American treasure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the spokeswoman for a great organization called the National Association of Partners in Education. Tell us a bit about that organization and the many different workshops that you put on there.
Well, I've been doing workshops and meeting my young audiences in the classroom for many years, and it's something that's very, very close to my heart. Partners actually acts as a resource to get volunteers and other organizations, businesses, individuals connected with the public schools. And really that's where our emerging audience is. They're 7, 8, 9, and 10 years old, and they cannot come out to the clubs. So we have to go where they are and find them and let them know about this rich, wonderful, beautiful heritage that we have. And I mean, I came to jazz music as a young person, but I came to it through dance, through the music of Count Basie, through that swing music. So my affection for jazz is so physical, and to me it's happy music and music that just is delightful. And that's the message that I want to get across to kids, how joyous this music can be, and also how joyous it is when you find your own path, whatever that may be, and work toward giving your life meaning through the arts. So those are my sort of little side messages that I try to get through when I am blessed enough to be in the presence of young people.
Well, you know, we were all children once, and I recall not really jazz music so much, but when you watch the cartoons, or when your parents let you watch the cartoons, they had all this classical music in the cartoons, so
mm-hmm.
we would get it subliminally.
Sure.
And then when you get older, you start humming tunes, or you hear something, and you say, "How do I know this?" But you do, and I think that's one of the ways to get it to kids, is to, you know, provide some jazz with animation.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, they did it with classical music. They really should be doing it with jazz music.
Right. And, I mean, I find when I expose kids to Louis Armstrong, to, you know, to many of the voices in the instruments that they maybe had heard, but they don't know the names, there's a real great love and acceptance and appreciation for it. It's a question of exposure.
Yeah, it is. And we do need more of that. And you mentioned something earlier as well. You mentioned dance in the music. That's something that was done quite often back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't dance to the music anymore. It's very intelligent, which, you know, I love that part about it. But it's still got that rhythm where we can get up and dance. And I think the audiences should come on down to the front row and do that.
That's what I think. I'm totally with you.
You're listening to Nina Freelon here on the show Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the Gary Hamada Show. Jazz is always and continues to be known to add class to a venue, an an evening. And in the media, it always seems to be synonymous with sophistication and the finer things in life. It's so interesting how, you know, we work so hard to push this music into the mainstream, and after all these years, we still don't have as many ears as we love to have on our side. As a vocalist, you know, you're a torch, you're in the spotlight. Is there something that you do or say or sing to pique more interest and turn that little light bulb, that little jazz light bulb on for people?
Well, I just try to tell a story. I have to go back to that because I think everybody enjoys a story, and it doesn't have to be a love story. It can be a story that's humorous or a story that just illustrates how crazy life can be. There's a million ways of reaching out to your audience, and our shows are very, very physical. We have a lot of fun. It's very accessible. I really, honestly like people, and enjoy my moments on the stage, and I hope some of that joy of seeing a person who really is doing what she loves comes through. And you know, I'm not a sort of a turn your back on the audience kind of person. I really, with open arms, welcome whoever has made the effort to come out and hear this music. I just think it's a privilege to be able to be a working musician and making a living doing what you love. It's kind of major.
Yeah, it's a pretty beautiful thing to have your work and your life and your love be synonymous.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know that most of the time people need more than one sense to function in order to get a clear picture of this art form and what it's all about. And when a jazz singer stars in the movies and, you know, makes one of those light bulbs start clicking, how was it to work with Mel Gibson, and do you really think you have an inkling as to what women really want?
Well, I know he doesn't know what women want. He has 8 children.
Oh, my goodness.
So he clearly doesn't know. You know, the movies are very different from what we do in live performance. I was playing the role of a jazz singer, so that wasn't a huge leap. But because I was in the scene with them and reflected in the mirror, I had to be in every take. And so it took us 3 days to record a 3-minute scene.
Oh, wow.
And so that, you know, I'm a kind of artist, 2 takes, I'm over. I'm finished, I'm through. Let's, you know, go have a beer. But, you know, by the third day, you know, it's a scene, it's a wonderful scene. The director, Nancy Meyer, wanted the song to be the same length as the scene where Helen Hunt's character, you know, confides to the Mel Gibson character that she, you know, really cares for him. And so it was very, very interesting. For me, as an artist, as a jazz artist, reaching out to my audience one audience at a time, it was major because many people had not heard of me before, and the movie provided a huge lens that just let a whole lot more people know about, you know, what I did. And so that was great.
Well, let them know about what you did, and then also probably gave them a little bit of clue to jazz music, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure it turned a lot of people this way.
Yeah, it was great.
You know, I just recently had a conversation with a friend, and she was schooling me on the ideology of raising children and the endurance and power and multitasking and all-around strength that, you know, that career takes. I mean, you've raised 3 children and have 10 albums. What kind of superwoman are you?
Well, I'm not a superwoman, and not by any stretch of the imagination. I have a wonderful partner, great husband who you know, thought that it was not a crazy notion for his wife to want to have this kind of career.
Right.
And he's got his own career. He's an architect, and has his own firm, and so he's got his love, the thing he's wanted to do all of his life, and I'm doing what I want to do, and our kids are all artsy little human beings who grew up under theater seats, and you know they've been all around the world with me, and they just don't really want any part of the business, but they have a great respect and a great love of the art, and they're very friendly, open people because they've seen culture from every angle. They've been to Japan and Finland and Brazil, and so they've seen people who look like them and people who don't look like them in every walk of life, and it has just made them such really, I'm their mother, but I think they're really cool.
That's right. They sound pretty cool. Very well-rounded.
Traveling is an amazing way to open up the heart and mind.
Well, speaking of traveling, I mean, you've traveled and performed all over the world, many different cultures, as you mentioned, in all kinds of wonderful settings, but what is it like performing for a president?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was very necessary. Now, you know, if there's one thing the White House needs, it's a little swing.
Yeah.
Every house needs some swing.
Absolutely.
But the White House really needs some swing. So we went up in there and we said, you know what, we got the swing. And so that's what we did. And it was so wonderfully warm. And it was just such a great, great night. We just felt everybody was there. Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, Anita Baker, Lisa Henry, all of us were just so thrilled to be there celebrating Thelonious Monk.
Right.
And having him get his due from, from the nation, really. And it was just an amazing night. And I'll never forget it. My husband was with me, and I think I saw our president tapping his foot. I'm not sure, but I'm not sure if it was on 2 and 4 or 1 and 3, but, you know, I think I saw him nodding his head and smiling.
It doesn't matter what you were on, he was on something, right?
It was great. It was just really great.
I would never put Thelonious Monk and George Bush in the same sentence, but I'm glad it worked out.
It worked out. It really worked out very, very nicely. And Clark Terry, who is such an icon of this music, I can't tell you how humbled I was just to have the opportunity to sing with him on that one song. And he, he just proved once again that who you are as a person comes through your instrument, whether you're a singer or whether you play an instrument. Who you are, your humanity, comes through your instrument. And he was just so warm and wise that night. It was just great.
Oh, beautiful. You're listening to Live with the Jazz Cat with Leroy Downs on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the Gary Hamada Show. Well, we got one more question for you right before we go. Now, you've been nominated for several Grammys and have won many prestigious awards. And, of course, those are wonderful accolades.
Mm-hmm.
But when the day's done, I mean, what do the blessings of the music do for your spirit, your heart, and your soul?
Well, that's such a beautiful question. I will say that I am a better mother, daughter, wife, human being because I'm an artist. And I know I'm a better artist because I'm those things also. So I found a way, by hook or crook, by the blessing of the great I am, to find a way to weave, the art of being an artist and the art of being a human together. And it's just been magical. I'm learning that it is about the journey. Not any kind of destination, a Grammy Award or any particular destination, but it's the journey. I've met incredible people, some incredibly talented young people who are coming up, and I have the blessing, as I said before, to do what I love, and I let the money chase me.
Hey, That's going to be my new motto, jazz music by hook or by crook.
That's right.
You've been listening to Nina Freelon on the show Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML Jazz and Blues Radio.
Little brown bird on the lady tree, swinging on the corner of the street of dreams. Little brown bird on the lady tree, swinging on the corner of the street of dreams. She sings losing love and loving loose. She sings living bright. She sings scattered stars, and she sings the blues. She sings joy, joy, joy of a life I'm waiting for. Little brown bird on the lady tree, swinging on the corner of the street of dreams. Little brown bird on the lady tree.